Peppermint Gum presents Island Venture. The makers of Wrigley's Peppermint Gum invite you to listen to another story in the Island Venture of Gil Perry, modern pioneer, ex-Navy hero, who has gone back to the islands of the Central Pacific to start an air service. Gil and his friend Trigger Brett are typical of the men of the Navy who fought through to victory and now are bringing their courage, their dauntless spirit, and their sound Navy training with them into peacetime enterprises. In just a minute now, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will bring you Island Venture.
You know, folks, being in the chewing gum business, we naturally take chewing gum a lot more seriously than you do. But we know that a stick of gum can be useful and helpful to you at times. And looking ahead to the day when we'll have Wrigley's Spearmint back in the market, we kind of like to remind you that chewing gum does serve a useful purpose. One of the things chewing gum does, for example, is to help you get more fun out of your work. That's because chewing gives you a feeling of comfort and satisfaction, helps keep your mouth moist, makes the job seem easier and pleasanter. And folks, when we talk about chewing gum, we mean any gum, not just ours. There are a number of good chewing gums in the market now, and we're going to add Wrigley's Spearmint to that number just as soon as possible. We haven't brought this good old favorite back yet because we felt that those of you who want Wrigley's Spearmint want enough of it to go around more fairly and equally. So that's what we're waiting for.
Hey, Gil, hold that box till I move this one aft.
Okay, Trigger.
Say, what's in these things anyway, lead?
Oh, you know where the lead is, Trigger. Many times I've told you.
They're books for George Cartwright's mission school on Eros, Trigger. They're kind of heavy, huh?
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Yeah, for me, books have always been heavy. Ever since I was in the first grade at good old P.S. number 26.
No. You go to school, Trigger?
Yeah, I went to school for 9 years.
No. Oh, that must be world record, I think. Almost, anyways, huh, Senor Gil? 9 years in the first grade.
Maybe Trigger wanted to stay in the same class with his old man, Pop. That's all the books, Trigger. 16 boxes, right?
Yeah, Pop's the student. How many, Pop? And your thumb don't count for two.
lay off, you two. We're in a hurry this morning.
Morning, he calls it. It won't be light for 2 hours yet.
Come on, stop beefing. You know why we're making an early start today. We got to make 2 stops. These books for the Cartwright mission on Eros and those 40 boxes of dynamite for the Columbia mines in Rendell.
And it'll still be dark before we get back here.
Well, that's a cinch, unless you stop your yapping. Oh, here's Fat Sam and his boys with that dynamite. Show him where to store it, will you, Trigger?
Yeah.
I'll check the fuel tanks. And I want to be ready to leave in half an hour.
The pearl gray of pre-dawn shrouds the island of Ilopan. A chill night wind rustles the palms. Low clouds mask the far horizon. The deep booming of the surf as it breaks white on the coral reefs rolls over the island like slow thunder. And the smoke of cook fires rises from the cluster of thatch-roofed houses and pours in long, thin banners across the wakening jungle. The big silver and red plane is loaded now. Its hatches closed and dog tight. Its engines roar. Slowly, it lifts into the woolly overcast and points its slim nose toward the distant island of Eros.
Hey, Gil, what do you think about that news we picked up on the radio?
About the Navy making all those atom bomb experiments out here next summer?
Yeah. The spot where they plan to blow up all those obsolete ships isn't very far from here.
Well, as long as they stay away from Ilopan, it's okay with me.
Yeah. Boy, it'll sure focus a spotlight on this part of the world. Hey, maybe bring us some business, huh? Hey. Plenty of fog, huh, Gil?
Yeah. The sun'll burn it up, though.
Kinda reminds me of Crow's Landing back in California. Fog like soup all the time. You ever do any training there?
Some night flying, but it wasn't so rugged when I was there. Pop was sort of disappointed that we didn't bring him along.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, we couldn't carry his weight with all this payload aboard.
I know, but I like to hear him sound off. He never lets ideas interrupt his conversation.
No.
Yeah, you ever wish you were back home, Gil?
No, sometimes, yeah. You?
Yeah, if it wasn't for Polly...
Say, when are you two going to get married?
Will I get enough dough?
Well, this ought to be a profitable day for us, Trigger. Two well-paying jobs. I'd like to get these books unloaded and be headed for Rendall by 9 o'clock.
Well, what's going to stop us? We ought to be at Eros before 8. Say, I can't quite figure this George Cartwright and his wife. What's her name?
Helen.
Yeah, I can't figure them. Living on a dump like Eros. Nothing but sago swamp and crocodiles camping on your front porch. Fever and crocodiles. Oh, boy, what a life.
Well, missionaries don't worry about things like that, Trigger. And the Cartwrights are really doing a job. George is looking after the people's health and Helen after their morals.
Like what? Teaching them hymns?
Like trying to raise their living standards.
I had a letter from my brother the other day. He says he's trying to raise his living standards, too. Trying to get his wife to quit her job in the factory and come back to the kitchen. From nuts to soup, he called it.
Eros is a tough island to make a living on. Natives have to work in the jungle swamps cutting sago palms, and the crocodiles get plenty of them.
Yeah, me, I don't go for playing with crocodiles.
Well, neither do the natives. But George tells me that there's a lot of dough in that sago stuff. They make tapioca out of it, you know.
Well, I didn't, but it's okay with me.
George wants to put in a system of canals and clean out the mosquitoes. Eros would really go places then. He's talked to a big outfit about it, the Pacific Development Company. They're interested, too.
Well, what's holding them back?
The natives. They're witch-ridden. Devil worshippers.
Yeah, a lot of people out here are devil worshippers. What devil do the good folks on Eros worship?
They call it the Cult of Stones.
That I like.
That's not a joke, son. The natives believe that every stone is inhabited by a devil spirit. They heap up the stones in little mounds and worship them. You've seen the mounds, haven't you?
Sure, but I didn't know what they were.
I should have told you before, I guess. Because if you touch one of those mounds, it's curtains. Touch a pebble and the angry spirit leaves it, enters the body of some jungle animal or snake, and kills the man or woman who crosses his path.
Hey, you talk like you believe that stuff.
Oh, I don't believe it, but I know the hold that black magic has on these islanders. The witch doctors have ruled them for centuries. So you better watch your step, fella. George thinks that he's making a little headway against this witchcraft, but yeah, I don't know. Ignorance is potent, Trigger.
That's what I told the sixth grade teacher before I quit school. But now I, Hey, Gil, ahead there.
Huh?
Ain't that the outer reef of Eros breaking through the fog?
Yeah, I thought this fog had cleared before we got here. This landing isn't going to be too much fun.
Well, there'll be some ceiling under the soap. You can mush her in, pull flaps.
Fasten your belt. We might hit hard.
Huh. What'd I tell you? You got plenty of ceiling. Have a look in that sandbar by the reef. A guy waving. Two guys.
There's one guy. It's George Cartwright and his wife.
Yeah, they go swimming this early in the morning?
Oh, hold it. There's something wrong. He's waving us down. He wants us to land out here. Brace yourself, Trigger. I'm going in. Pull flaps, Trigger.
You got him, fella. Water to starboard. You can bring her in close.
Oh, Gil! Trigger! I'm so glad you've come. We've been looking for you.
We'll be right with you. Come on, Trigger. Let's get ashore.
Yeah.
What's wrong, George?
We're in a jam, Gil.
You mean serious?
I mean doggone serious. The natives.
What's wrong with them?
We're wrong with them. We and everything we stand for.
5 years' work gone to pot. They've turned against us to a man.
You're forgetting Queso, George. He's our houseboy.
Oh.
If it hadn't been for him, we wouldn't be alive. Oh, Gil, it was terrible. It was awful.
Listen. The drums. Well, what's it all about? What cooks? Spill it.
It was my fault, Gil.
Oh, it wasn't. Helen, you couldn't help it. I thought we had this witchcraft licked, Gil. For 5 years we've been fighting it, and I thought we had it whipped. But the witch doctors were only waiting for the right time. That's all, just waiting.
Came last night at the mission house sing. Oh, Gil. All night hiding in the jungle with those drums beating.
No, pull yourself together, Helen.
You're all right now. We'll take you off.
Yeah, if you ask me, we'd better shove. Those babies are getting near. And that ain't no welcome to Eris they're playing. I've heard those drums before.
Yeah, Helen, hop aboard. You too, George. There's no point...
No, I can't leave until Queso gets here. They know now that he warned us, and they'll kill him when they catch him, just like that.
Well, how long before this Queso gets here? Where'd he go?
He's got an outrigger canoe, Gil. We were afraid this fog could hold you up, and we're going to try and get away in his canoe. He'll be here in 10 minutes, or 15 anyway.
Well, in 15 minutes, those drummer boys won't be here, and
all
then...
those drums are 2 miles away, Trigger.
Which is close enough.
How'd this all happen, George? What went wrong last night at the mission house?
Everything.
Yesterday was the island's first anniversary of freedom, Gil. It was just a year ago yesterday that the enemy garrison left here. I wanted to make the day remembered. I taught one of the boys the pledge to the flag, and I wanted them to sing the national anthem. The words and music were just too much for them. So I taught them Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle? That I don't want to hear.
Would have made you laugh, Trigger. Would have made you want to cry, too. They believe in us, these people.
Believed is the word, Helen. Believed.
They thought the song would work magic. They were sure of it. Though I tried to make them understand the song only meant freedom.
Hey, those boys ain't 2 miles away now. And it ain't that I'm scared or nothing, but...
I know, but we got a lady with us. We're waiting for Queso, remember? He's still got 5 minutes. Oh, what happened after the sing, Helen?
You've heard of the cult of stones?
Yeah.
Well, while the villagers were all in the mission house, the Bokor, that's the witch doctor, built a mound of pebbles.
Yes, he built it right across the path, Gil. Smack in front of the screen door. And when Helen pushed the door open...
Oh, I should have been more careful. I should have looked.
How could you know about it? It was dark anyway. Naturally, Helen knocked down some of the stones, which was what the witch doctor wanted her to do.
He cursed me. He cursed both of us, Gil, with all the island people standing there listening. He told us that the spirit in the stones would seek a new place to live in the body of a jungle beast. That its revenge would strike with the swiftness of lightning.
Yes, they get a little flowery in their talk sometimes.
Yeah, I could write him a better speech myself.
We thought he was just sounding off too, Trigger. And most of the islanders didn't pay much attention to him either. We'd pretty well sold him against that stuff. But sometime after midnight, the crocodiles came out of the swamp and dragged a child, a baby, down to the river.
Oh, well, that's happened before, hasn't it?
Oh, sure, lots of times. But you see, last night, the Bokor called it.
Well, did you see the croc grab the kid? How do you know it ain't a frame?
No, it's true, all right, Trigger. Queso saw it. He came and woke us up. That's what saved our necks. After the crocodile got the baby, the people believed the Bokor. Turned back to him. And then he ordered them to chalk their faces in the war symbol and to build a council fire and begin the death dance around it.
We just got out of the house in time, Gil. We hid in the jungle until it got light, and then we swam out here. Now it's the end of our mission school.
There comes the first of them. There's a canoe pushing through the fog. I'll get the right...
Oh, that's Queso, Trigger. Hold it. Hurry, Queso. Have no fear. These men are friends.
Sir, I have no fear. I cannot paddle faster because of arrow in my arm.
He's hurt. You see the arrow sticking out of his arm, George. Help him.
I'll give him a hand. I got your paddle, fella. Let me get a hold of you. Come on, hang on. Get away no more than a couple of spark plugs.
Hurry with him, Trigger. Gil, have you a first aid kit in your plane?
Yes, Helen, I'll...
Do not trouble, Missy. Break off arrow. It is not poison one. It goes through fat only, not through muscle.
Hey, kid, you're okay. We'll fix you. Just take it easy till I get the kit.
Thank you, sir. Master George, I must tell you, there not much time. War canoe, sir. In only short time, they will come, filled with death. People very angry now. They more afraid than before.
More?
Yes, Missy. Bokor showing mist hanging over Sago Swamp. Mist filled with spirits from stone, Bokor say. Soon, spirit all go in body of crocodile. And they will come from swamp, many crocodile, and destroy people of island. Unless you, Missy, and you, Master, die.
Look, guys, I don't want to be no wet blanket on this party, but listen to those drums. And the fog's burning off, see it?
Sir, you speak truth. Warriors come in many canoe. They fear master, fear spirits and crocodile. Adawa, headman of village, he talk against Bokor, tried to prove him lie, that crocodile not spirit.
Then we have taught them something. They believe us.
Not now, Missy. Adawa go to river, shoot many stone tip arrow at crocodile. But his bow hand tremble. He makes no kill. Adawa, our best warrior. And now all people believe crocodile devil spirits cannot be killed by man.
Hey, wait a minute. If all you gotta do is kill a couple of those crocs to prove that Bokor guys are phony, I got the answer. A rifle?
No, you'd have to show them, Trigger. The village people would have to see you make the kill. And the crocodiles are way upriver in the sago swamps.
Just the same, I think Trigger's got something. The river runs into the sea somewhere along the shore, doesn't it?
Sir, excuse me. I can find river mouse.
How wide is it, son? Wide enough for this plane?
Sir, it is very wide. Never less than 10 spears.
We can make it then. We can taxi the plane up there and knock off a few crocodiles. Okay, George, what do you say, Ellen?
It's worth it, Ken. Anything at all.
It's our chance to save everything we've worked for.
Hey, they're breaking out of the fog.
They see us. Helen, Queso, climb aboard.
George, give Trigger and me a hand to shove us clear.
Right.
Hey, where are you going, Queso? Come back here.
Sir, I get my bow. Weapon once my father's. I get it from canoe.
Ah, don't be a chump. We can't wait for placings.
Sir, it was weapon of my father.
Grab this pontoon brace, George.
Okay. Let's go.
All right, now once more. Right. That does it. Shake a leg, Queso. Okay, in you go, Helen.
All right.
You next, George.
I have my bow, master.
Well, climb aboard. After you, Trigger.
Yeah. They'll be here in a minute, Kill.
But we won't. We're heading up the river for the sago swamps. Start the engines, Trigger. We're okay now. We're safe. All right, Queso. We're counting on you.
Which way is that river mouth? I show you, sir. Follow reef. Keep always toward rising sun.
River's as crooked as a dog's hind leg. It ain't any too wide either. You know, if we had to turn around quick,
well,
we'd
let's hope that we don't have to turn around quick. Man, oh man, I never saw trees this high in all my life. Can't even see the sky.
This is called a rainforest, Gil. Those trees are 200 feet high.
Yeah, me, I could use a little sunshine. This dump reminds me of the Hudson Tunnel without electric lights.
Look, sir, on riverbank. There, trail that lead to Sago Swamp.
I'll take Broadway, even in a blackout.
To your left, close to the bank. There's some of those mounds, those piles of stone.
They look innocent enough. They cause so much trouble.
How much farther to this Sago Swamp?
I don't know, Gil. I've been in here over the pack trail, but never up the river.
Sir, very soon we reach parting of river. There begins Sago Swamp.
The river forks just ahead, Gil.
Is this the swamp, Queso?
It begin here, master, and here...
George, Gil.
Yeah?
There's something moving on the bank.
The crocodiles, Helen. They nest along the shore.
Oh, those are the babies we came up here for. I'll get the rifle.
Excuse me, sir, but these men we look at. Men with faces painted white.
Yeah. And they've got bows.
Yeah, there must be 100 of them. See all through the trees, crouching along the bank.
Yeah.
Gil, these cabin walls are metal, aren't they? Would an arrow from the shore go through them?
You think that they'll...
Yeah, Gil. I think they will. Will these walls stop an arrow?
They may. They'd break its force anyway. But if we can kill a couple of crocodiles... And where are they, by the way?
Ahead, master. On clay bank where river bends. See?
Hey, look at those babies. The bank's just loaded with them. Well, if we can kill a couple and send them down the river with their bellies up before those boys start shooting... Trigger, bring that gun.
Sure, bring the gun. Ah, look at the doggone thing.
What's wrong?
Those books. That's what's wrong. I told you books were no good.
Oh,
I
cut
told
it
you.
Off. What's happened?
The bowl's jammed. That's what's happened. Look at it. The gun must have jarred off its hooks when we landed. One of those doggone boxes of books shifted and... Ah, well, take a look at it. The bowl's jammed. You can't work the action.
Well, can't you?
They're going to fire their arrows. Watch it.
None of them came through.
The bolt action won't work, but there's a shell in the chamber. And I can get one shot at those bow and arrow boys.
Sugar, you can't shoot at those men.
What do you mean, can't?
Uh-oh, one of them came through. Now, keep low, everybody. George, Queso, move some of that cargo forward.
Right.
We'll make a barricade. Ellen, get over on the port side.
All right.
I take a shot at them, huh, Gil? I get anyway one of those monkeys.
No, Trigger, George is right. It wouldn't do any good. I'm going to move the plane closer to the left bank. More distance we put between those
men on left bank, too. See, master?
Yeah, the kid's right. They're on both sides of us. Now, what do you say? If I get...
No, get the anchor out. We'll hold her here in midstream.
You've gone nuts.
I'll cut the engine. Get that hook over the side.
You've gone wacky, fella. We'll be sitting ducks.
Get it out. Give Trigger a hand, George.
Oh, vault it. George, open the door. The guy's bombing.
Hold it a second. Keep down. Now, heave the anchor. Fast with it. Quick, get that door closed.
Yeah, now what now? Do we just sit here till one of them arrows wings us?
Can you extract the shell after you fire that gun, Trigger?
Well, maybe with a wrench.
Okay, but... you shoot crocodiles. And you get one with every shot. And I want those boys on shore to see you do it.
Gil, you think that's going to stop those babies now? That witch doctor's got them all steamed up. They want killing
now. It's the only chance we've got. If you can kill a few crocodiles, the odds are with us. Don't you think so, George?
Yes, if we can make that witch doctor lose face, he's all washed up. He's got the islanders thinking the crocodiles can't be killed by man, so if we do it...
All right, I kill them.
Shoot through the window, Trigger. You've less chance of stopping one of those arrows there. Now hold it, I'll pull that window open for you. Can you get your sights on him? Now pick a big crocodile and don't miss, guy. Did you get one, Trigger?
I don't know. I think so, but... Hey, hand me that wrench. I'll see if I can work this bolt.
They're not shooting anymore. But they're building a fire. Why the fire, Queso?
They heat palm oil, sir. They tie cotton pad on arrowheads, dip in burning oil. Fire arrow, sir. They will set fire to plane.
Uh-oh, that tears it. That washes us up. We gotta get out of here, but fast. Quit working on that gun, Trigger. Cut the anchor loose. Don't try to pull it up. George, Queso, move those boxes there.
Right, Gil.
The plane won't steer unless you stream. Now step on it, everybody.
Queso. The anchor line's cut, Gil.
Okay. Here we go. Keep down, Helen.
All right.
Something's cockeyed. Plane's not making way.
Ah, the anchor line. It's fouled around a pontoon. I'll go over the side and clear it.
Don't be a fool, Trigger. You couldn't keep afloat in this current.
I can, Gil. I've been swimming around.
No,
here.
George. I'll have another go at shaking that line loose by gunning the motor. That's no use. We're stuck.
Here come fire arrows, sir.
If they pierce the gas tank, this plane will go up like a rocket. Uh-oh, there's two that have stuck in the flap hinge.
Well, if we don't get them off of there, we'll be on fire. This I gotta do, Gil. I'll crawl out in the wing.
That's my job, fella. Stand clear.
Gil, you're nuts. I'm smaller. I got a better chance.
I said stand clear. And don't drop the plane.
He's crazy. The guy's crazy. He'll slip off that wing. Hey, Gil, duck. Here come some more arrows.
He's got those burning arrows.
Nice going, Gil. Quick now, back. Grab my hand. Hey, George, stand away from the door. Want to get nicked? Come on, Gil. Catch hold.
Yeah.
Here you are. Come on. Here, Queso, take these arrows.
Quick, close the door.
Wow.
Thank you, sir. These arrows long. They fit my father's bow. Maybe we send arrow far and hard. We maybe kill monster on bank. Master George, he good shot.
Hey, that kid's got an idea. How about it, George?
Yeah, but I can't do it. I could make the arrow carry that far, but I'm not a good enough shot. Doubt if I could hit one of those crocodiles. I'll try.
Brother, if we only had a hand grenade or a stick.
That's it, Trigger. You got it. You've hit it right on the button. Oh, we're both a couple of dumb clucks.
Well, I'm dumb, too. I don't get it.
Dynamite, George. Dynamite. We've got 40 cases of the stuff. We were bringing it to Columbia Mines. Now, you said that you could make an arrow carry as far as those crocs. Could you do it with a stick of dynamite tied to it?
I think so. It wouldn't weigh much more. You're going to put a lighted fuse in it. Is that the idea?
That's it. Trigger, get three or four sticks of that.
I'm on my way, fella.
Those fuses would have to be cut just right, so if they explode the stuff a second before it hits the water.
That's where I come in, George. I learned to do that in the Navy. Here, tie one of the sticks on, Gil.
Yeah.
I'll cut a fuse.
All right. Set here, Trigger.
Yeah, wait till I get this fuse stuck in the dynamite. Okay, George. I'll light it when we get the door open. You ready, Gil?
Kneel down, George.
Yeah.
Don't expose yourself. I'll say when you're ready. And make it good. This may win your island back.
Ready?
Light the fuse, Trigger.
Let her go, George. The fuse is kind of short.
The water snuffed the fuse out. It was too long, Trigger.
Yeah, yeah. Or try this one. It's shorter.
Those fire arrows. They're dropping all around us. If they hit the gas tank... George, Gil, hurry, please, please.
Warrior, shoot from both sides, master. Many arrows come now.
Do something, please, George.
Light her up, Trigger. I'm set here. You gotta make this one good, George. You can't miss.
I'll do my best.
Oh, that one's gonna hit the water, too. It's our last arrow. Now,
hey, that did it! That got him! Wait till the smoke clears.
The monsters! They float belly up! Many, many crocodiles float down river.
Oh, brother, he must have killed 1,000 crocodiles.
Missy, master, see, Boko run. Young man chase him. Him not come back. I think so, maybe.
Yeah, that Boko guy is all washed up. They'll run him clear off the island.
The islanders, our people, George. They've thrown away their weapons.
Look, Helen, they're kneeling all along the banks.
Listen. They're singing Yankee Doodle. I told you, it'd make you want to laugh. And to cry, too.
That's their song of freedom. They'll believe us now. They'll listen to us. We won't have to worry about black magic again. And Gil, Trigger, now these people won't need to be poor anymore. I can bring capital in here. I can make a go of our sago cultivation. I owe you two guys a debt that I can never repay.
Well, you can make a stab at paying it, fella. If the Pacific Development Company comes in here and builds a business, there'll be freight to haul. And there's a bird named Perry and another bird named Brett that'll be kind of tickled to haul it.
You fellas can have all of it, every bit of it.
We can go back to our mission, George. We can go back to our work. Now, if you men will excuse me, I'd like to kneel down and say thank you.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's story of Island Venture. And even though Wrigley's Spearmint Gum isn't back in the market yet, we want to remind you of the value of chewing gum, any good gum. Chewing a piece of gum not only freshens your taste and helps sweeten your breath, but also gives you the enjoyment of the chewing itself. Now, of course, we realize that there's still a scarcity of good chewing gum, but you can get some at times, and we suggest you do. As for Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, well, you can be sure we will add our production of that fine brand to the total amount of good gum available just as soon as possible.
The mysterious disappearance of a valuable piece of ambergris. Two wounded natives adrift in a storm. Gil and Trigger outwit a strange kind of thief. Hear this exciting story next week, this time, this station, when the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum again bring you Island Venture.
This program has come to you from our Chicago studios in the Wrigley Building. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.